This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Can I ask you a question? I know we're playing the game and everybody's all lined up. If we actually win this week, when was the last time we've been 7-2? I think it was under Norv.
Okay.
So I think.
90s?
I don't even know where you would find that, but I think.
Just have to go back and look at the last 30 years.
You have to look at each season, yeah.
Because we were 6-2 under Zorny. I don't think we ever got anywhere near that with Gibbs.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell you find it out. I mean, maybe can't you ask some dumb AI thing?
You might usually be able to.
Yeah. Can't you just somebody figure that out? I feel like it has happened, but it's been a long time. I mean, certainly 91. Where we were rolling, we were better than 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Super Bowl champs.
2005. Let's see, 2005. They finished 10-6. No, because they went on that run at the end of the year, right? That's right. So it wasn't 2005.
Somebody has the answer. You can call us at 800-636-1067.
We're closing in on unprecedented territory here over the last 30 some years.
Yep.
I think it happened under Norv, but I could be wrong.
All right, let's punch up a couple contestants. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line. They've got fantastic restaurants like Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt Trio, and El Bebe. And we also have a pair of tickets to go see Metallica M72 tour concert.
All right, let me see here. You know what? We're going to reward him, Cakes. Guy's there every... I mean, he's there every day,
guess,
every
Keith?
Time. No, I'm going to go Rich
okay.
only.
Rich.
Rich and only. That's your guy, right?
That is my guy.
Yeah.
Does he work at the beer store?
Yeah, it's the county-run liquor and spirits store. I don't think it's called the beer store.
Whatever.
Right, whatever it is.
You pick up beer there.
I mean...
It's your beer store.
Sure, it's one of them.
Do you guys sell Luxardo cherries there?
Yes, we do.
What do you charge? About 20 bucks? Everybody's 20 bucks, right?
Yeah, it's like $18.99, something like that.
Yeah.
Shiner cheering yet? That's the Christmas Shiner.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's
look at that. Christmas
you guys,
beer.
Shiner cheer.
Once. Do you guys sell...
I saw a spot selling Christmas trees yesterday. Already?
Like real live Christmas trees?
I mean, they're outside. I don't know why they'd be fake. Yeah. But won't those things die? I mean, before Christmas?
Yeah. It's very early.
Rich, do you guys carry Surfside? Does Montgomery County Liquors carry
100%.
Surfside?
Big display of them.
We have huge displays of them.
Yeah. Are they? I mean, are people just buying up all the strawberries?
Well, we sell the variety packs.
Yeah, multi-packs. Yeah,
the strawberry is just, I mean, it
you
is
can't stop
beyond,
raving
I can't
about
stop
it.
Raving about
yeah, it's
it.
Awesome. It's your thing.
I can't stop
tastes
raving
like
about it.
It's like candy.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Hey, if you see Cakes, give him a six-pack of Shiner Cheer for me.
Sized.
He'll pay for
whatever
it?
He wants around the O-Town.
Yeah, cool. There you go. The mayor, like the mayor of all of them.
Where is this spot?
It's right on George Avenue, Rick.
Do you think if I walked in, Rich would be sized?
Richie.
Now, I'm not trying to blow up his spot. I think he works at a different spot now.
Oh, I'm bitter.
He used to work at that spot. Now he's in a different spot. He can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, they transferred me over to the Cloverly location.
Yeah, if you want to go to Cloverly.
Where the hell is Cloverly?
Cloverly is... This is getting in the weeds. It's right off New Hampshire Avenue.
Okay. You're probably never
going to be
there. All right, what do you got for him, JP?
You got to punch up another contestant.
Oh, you got to
ask him? I mean, I like talking
lock,
to Rich.
You got to lock him in.
We talked to Rich all day.
I understand. I got too many mouses.
Mr. Bickle, I think the last time, I could be wrong on this.
Yeah.
That the Commanders slash, it were the Redskins, obviously,
right.
was 1996.
That's been a minute.
That was
they,
Norv,
they
right?
were seven. It was Norv.
Right.
They were 7-1 at one point, and then they lost to the Bills. So they were 7-2.
That was 28 years ago. Is that right? 26.
Didn't Norv also have a year where he started hot out of the gates, like won seven or eight games?
2024.
So. Norv also had this. I know we need to get to the game. He had a record where they got to like 7-1 or 8-1, and then they wound up like 500.
What did they do that year when they went 7-2?
That's the year.
Yeah, that's why I remember.
Dreadful.
They finished 9-7.
Ooh. Right. So they went 7-2. Did we
they
ever
were 7-2. Then they
did
then
we ever get to 8-2? No.
Got to 8-3.
Okay.
But then they lost four of the last five.
Dude, it's been Yuck. 28 years.
I could be wrong, but I think
you're right.
I think that's
my
what
my silly
was.
Brain had that in
that's
there.
That's a good point.
Here we did the weekends. we started out.
Crap. 28
you're
years.
A back padding machine for your memory?
For that one. Yeah. I do.
That's the luck.
Jason did all the work.
No one in here knew it.
Jason did the work. You didn't find it out.
Yeah, but he.
No, but I said, I think it was with Norb.
He thought it was with Norb. He was right.
I was riding a tricycle back.
Unless I'm. Missing a year.
I don't think so. I think
after
I would remember
96.
It.
I mean, it was either going to be Norv or Joe Gibbs because we know it wasn't any of the Stooges that followed
no,
him.
No, certainly not.
All right. So hold on. I got Rich locked in. I think. Yeah, this he's locked in. All right, let's go to Tyler in Crofton. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Tyler? Right,
I'm going to ask him some Crofton trivia.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah, what high school did you go to, Tyler?
No, I'm from Florida.
Okay. No offense, but I'm rooting for my man Rich from the old town.
Right.
Don't take offense to it.
All right. We're going to start with the jump ball. There's three questions in the category, a one-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer. I get confused. I've lost ability. You get the points if you answer the question correctly.
It's your game.
Answer the question correctly.
We can make the rules up as we go.
You get the points. Okay? I just want to make it clear.
Yeah.
You get the points if you answer the question correctly. We start with the jump ball. If you know the answer, say your name. That's how you get control of the board. Your category is athletes turned politicians. The one-point jump ball. Say your name to get control. This former New York general ran for senator in Georgia but came up short.
Tyler.
Tyler's in.
Herschel Walker.
Yes.
Wow. Did you call him a New York general? I believe they were
New Jersey. Jersey.
I think it was New York general.
To be persnickety.
Yeah.
That silly helmet.
They did.
And the stars.
All right, Tyler, you have control. The three-pointer is this former Redskins QB was a congressman in North Carolina.
Ooh. Oh. No clue.
I mean, it has to be.
Rich from the old Hold town up. Can
Rich,
steal.
Rich, you can steal for three.
Is it Heath Shuler?
It is Heath Shuler.
Had to be Heath Shuler.
That's my boy.
Wow.
Let's go, Rich.
Rich up 3-1, and this is almost too easy for the win. This former New York Knicks Hall of Famer was a senator in New York and ran for president in 2000.
Got nothing.
Oh,
Rich doesn't know it. Tyler, you can win this thing if you can name the former New York senator. It's a Hall
William
of Fame
Brady.
Basketball.
I didn't hear
who'd he say?
Who'd
you
say? Bill Brady.
It's not Brady.
I can't get it.
It's the wrong name.
Rich, you
can't
win.
Get it to
Rich,
you.
Rich, you win because of Tyler's incompetence.
It's Bill Bradley.
It's Bradley.
A winner by default.
Yes.
Congratulations, Rich. You get that $100 gift card courtesy of Metropolitan Hospitality Group. You can go to Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt Trio, or El Baby.
Yeah, Rich.
And if you want to send me any Luxardo cherries, I'd love them.
He tried to cheat, too.
Who? You could tell?
Well, he called him William. Has anyone in the history of the world ever called Bill Bradley William?
Bill Brady.
He misread it.
He's going to live that one forever.
Hurt in Google.
Yeah.
All right, let's punch up our next two contestants.
Put them on hold.
I know. Trying. Hate this thing.
That's another W for only MD. Well done, Rich, even though you backed into it.
All right, let's go. I'm just going in order here. Let's go to Kyle in Edgewater. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Junkie?
Valdez is going to be in his corner.
Yeah.
Close.
As is Pete Medhurst. Pete Medhurst, the mayor of Edgewater.
Edgewater is so far from Pasadena.
It's so far.
Yeah. Like Edgewater is basically Annapolis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's go to Adam in Falls Church. Hey, Adam.
Morning.
What's up, Adam?
Good morning.
My guess is Kyle would never claim Pasadena.
He probably would.
Never. Ever.
He just looks down. Yeah,
you telling me this really nice? My buddy just moved to a really nice part of Pasadena.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it has great great pockets.
Yeah,
small pockets.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle and Adam.
You
same
live on the
deal.
Magathy for jump change.
You start with the jump ball. Say your name. If you know the answer, that's how you get control of the board. Your category is wrestling nicknames.
Okay.
I will give you the wrestler, or it might be a wrestling manager.
Okay.
You give me the nickname. All right, your jump ball is Bobby Heenan.
It's kind of old school.
Oh.
Bobby Heenan.
Bobby Adam. Heenan.
Adam?
The Brain.
The Brain.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Well done.
All right, this one's actually too easy. I probably should have flipped him. Your three-pointer, Adam, is Ric Flair.
Nothing.
All right, Kyle, you can steal.
Oh, Ric Flair.
He doesn't know.
That's too hard.
Nature Boy Ric Flair, right?
Nature Boy.
Isn't that it?
Yes.
I was never a big
Adam,
Flair
back
guy.
To you. You have control.
I mean, I'm not a Ric Flair guy either, but I know his nickname.
Yeah.
Was Ric Flair like in a different wrestling?
Yes, he was WCW
when we were
for many years.
Yeah, maybe
that's he's most known for. Mm. All right. Five-pointer. This is for the win, Adam. If you get this, you'll win the
Big
Metallica
fatty.
Tickets.
Metallica.
If you miss it, Kyle has a chance to steal. Jake Roberts.
Just the easiest question ever.
Not for Adam.
Go ahead, Adam. He doesn't know. Go to Kyle.
Kyle, you can win the game. What is Jake Roberts' nickname?
You have plenty of time to Google it.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
There we go. We got a winner.
Easiest dub ever.
Congratulations. You get two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now, courtesy of Live Nation. Yes, Kyle from Edgewater.
All right. You have one more or no?
No, that's it.
That's
okay.
It. We're
that's
done.
It. Was that too hard? Did you didn't know Ric Flair?
No. I mean, when you said no it, idea. I knew it, but it didn't come to mind.
I mean,
I know, I've heard Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Jake Roberts, like, that's like the easiest.
And Bobby the Brain, I got him good with. I'm telling you, Ric Flair, when I used to watch, he wasn't, you don't think he was in it.
When we were kids, he was WCW.
Drabby, yeah. Dead or alive, Jake the Snake Roberts. Is he still with us? I don't know.
Yes. No idea.
Yes.
I feel like he's alive.
He did the whole yoga thing with DDP.
Oh, he did. So he's been brought back to life. I think he's still with us.
I thought he died like a year or two
Mike
ago.
Mike Marr?
I might be wrong.
You have intel?
He's still with us.
Still with us. Yeah, Jake the Snake.
How
well
old?
Done.
69 years old.
There you
very
go.
Good. You don't know his finishing move, JP.
Ooh.
No.
You can't pull it.
No, it has to.
You can't pull it.
I'm just thinking it has to.
You can't pull it.
No, that's Iron Sheik.
That's Iron Sheik.
Oh, well, it was Cobras. So
I know.
Is it something with a snake?
I was thinking it probably is snake, but I don't know. DDP?
The DDT.
DDT. Oh. He just said DDP, Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah.
What's the DDT? Isn't that what's in, like, mosquito?
Yeah.
It's like a silly bug repellent.
Yeah, it's like a pesticide.
All right.
Do you know, since you knew Bobby the Brain Heenan, do you know Jimmy Hart's nickname?
Oh, I know it.
Jimmy, I remember. I could picture him.
Yeah,
he always had the megaphone.
Little weaselly guy, but he's butt funny.
Jimmy Money Hart or a Jimmy? What is it?
Jimmy Mouth of the South.
Yeah,
Hart.
All right, last one.
Wasn't he with? He always had that hot chick with him.
Sometimes, eventually, he would have.
Macho Man's Elizabeth.
Yeah, that was going to be my question for him.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth. Don't disrespect her.
I still want $20 back from Macho Man because he cost me $20 back in the day. Because he knew, like, I didn't know he was a big, huge Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
He knew Brad Johnson.
And he knew who Brad Johnson was, and I bet, because he didn't know anything.
Remember, right. You know what his real first name is?
Brandy Poffo.
Do you know what team?
Yeah, same dumb question. Yeah,
I don't know Randy Macho Man Savage trivia. I know all of it. Well, at least the low hanging fruit I know.
Right.
Those nuggets I know.
Oh, those are the good old days.
I could
do
wrestling trivia names all day.
Man, you know who you didn't look silly? I saw a clip of Hogan walking out, Hulkster, at Trump's rally the other day out of the tunnel. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Wrong. No, as bad as he looked. didn't look as bad as Jimmy Superfly Snuka at the Montgomery County Fair.
Okay,
about five or 6 years ago.
That was right before he died.
He's no longer with us. Chain smoking Marlboro Reds behind the
just
scenes.
Just looked terrible.
Just looked the worst. Like yeah. the
all
absolute
those wrestlers
worst.
Look brutal.
I just took a look at Jake Roberts in Wikipedia. Well, he looks horrendous.
It was a bad ending for Jimmy Snuka, and I'm sure it will be for a lot of these guys.
It's a brutal life.
It's a brutal way to make a living.
You go there and get your head beat in night after night after night. You got to do steroids for 40 years.
Yeah, it's rough.
God only knows what kind of alcohol and drugs you're addicted
to. Cut your forehead. How many times do you think he took a razor to his forehead?
500.
Crazy.
Yeah. Jake the Snake Roberts. Mm-hmm.
Do they still do that? Are there bleeders?
I don't know. I haven't watched in a while.
They don't cut their forehead anymore.
They don't bleed anymore. Blood packs or whatever they do.
By offer, the $20.
This is going to be a nice fat orange juice, one of my fruit servings.
Well, I can lend it to you after I win it, and you'll give me. I'll give you another IOU.
All right, Dick.
Brad Johnson.
Johnny Monsters.
Is that in studio? No.
Sounded like it.
No, it's a live shootout with a debt recorder.
Oh, God.
All right,
he was at an event, and we had a guy ask him questions. Was it like Brett or something?
Yeah, someone.
Can't remember. I'll forgive the debt because he's dead. Mm-hmm. He's been dead for a while, but still stings.
You're still pissed that you had
still
to get $20
to this day.
Mm. All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So a couple days ago, somebody told me that they were heading out of town for the weekend because they were heading to their 40th high school reunion.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Is that coming up for us?
And when I heard it, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, 4 years.
When I heard it, I was like,
think about that.
Holy crap, man. I knew he was older than me. I was like, man, he's really old.
I mean, it's not that
and then
close.
I realized... Well, wait a second. Our 40th reunion would be in 4 years.
2028.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it ain't that far off.
I'll say this. If there is one, I ain't going.
I'm not going.
I can just don't send me the invite. Don't bother.
Well, it's getting
I'm
to the
not
point.
I'm going to the 40th.
It's getting to the point, like where Dravy said, some of these the guys go there and they say goodbye to each other.
Yeah.
Right. It's like their final goodbye.
Yeah.
Potentially.
It's always that's uplifting on the show.
That's, but that is. Think about it. That's probably.
At the 50, you say goodbye.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
50. Not 40.
I'm not going to that one either.
I'm bringing this up
because.
You guys should
close the show saying goodbye to each other.
There's there's an article about American traditions that will disappear in the coming decades.
Hopefully that's one of them.
This is what people are speculating.
Yeah.
And that is actually number one on this list.
They want to get rid of high school reunions?
It's not that they're going to get rid of them. It's just somebody says, I think they're going to die because of social media.
Mm.
That, you know, years past, you never saw these people. Now you can see them online all the time.
Or you can choose not to see them online.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Also an
Cakes
option.
Is so anti-people. He's always called the nice junkie, but he never wants to see people, socialize people.
I know enough people.
Have people over at the house.
I know enough people already.
He talks about his neighbor like all the time.
Kevin,
he's
I love
never
him.
Had him over at the house for dinner.
Love me some Kevin.
When was
he's
the
a
last
good dude.
Time you saw Kevin?
Kevin and Eileen.
You've never had him over?
Not for dinner, no.
Well, just on, have you had him over
on
for
On the other hand,
happy
we've never
hour.
Been to their house for dinner.
All right. So you're not that close. They're just your
neighbors.
Very
close to them. I see him basically every day.
Is he your best
friend?
Well,
I see neighbors every day too, but I don't consider myself close to them.
I've Cakes. Lived next door to this person for 20 years.
So he's your neighbor. Is he your best friend?
No.
Who's your best friend?
I don't know if I have a best friend.
Mikey Bots.
Oh, is it Mikey?
I mean, he's a friend. I just don't.
Cakes, who's your best friend?
I think when you're old, it's kind of weird to call somebody your best friend.
I don't need to qualify people.
With Cakes, that's
my
weird.
Best friend.
I mean, it might be
here's
weird,
my
but,
best friend.
But I mean,
Mikey.
I feel like I have a couple friends that are like really, really close.
Yeah, yeah. You got them in tiers. You probably have three or four really, really tight friends. I don't know if you call them best friends.
Well, anyway,
Eric, who's your bestie?
Only one.
I got a couple.
He probably has
your best friend.
You got the best.
Hey,
best.
Better be Vinny and Joe. I better hear Vinny and Joe's
mention. Tom won't like to hear that.
Yeah, Tom's probably in there.
Tom's in there. My buddy Dane. I don't know.
Best.
Yeah, best.
Best.
Mom, again, maybe best is overrated. Like it's okay.
No, but I mean, but they're both like elite. They're in the elite.
No, we got the one best.
They're in the inner circle.
Who's on your Mount Friend more?
Cakes just turned the spotlight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I got a couple
reunions. Yeah. Do you think they will die? Will people still be doing reunions 20 years from now?
Why wouldn't they? Reunions
because of social media.
Reunions are fun and kind of cool 5 and 10 years out. But when you're 20, 30, 40 years out, like, you're doing your own thing with your family. Do you really want to catch up with people that you barely knew in high school? For the most part, no.
If you barely
well, it depends
knew
on
them,
how tight you
have. We have tight group.
You guys, went to a smaller high school with a graduating class of how many people?
250.
Okay, 250. Probably. Our graduating class was like 700 or 750.
That was your fault.
I'm just
pointing out. I don't think it was quite that big.
It was big.
Cakes has never been more wrong. And he's wrong a lot.
Yeah.
The 5 and 10 year reunions are the ones that everyone rolls their eyes at
because you haven't done anything.
You haven't. Well, you're too cool for school. Mm-hmm. You think everyone's a loser. When you hit like age 60 and all that, then you're like, realize that life is a gift and you cherish those times you had. Mm.
Right.
Okay. You go to your 50th reunion and tell me how silly it is.
I plan to.
Okay.
You want to see the chick you had a crush on? Yeah.
Probably not when she's 68.
That's 20 years past that.
20 years. See the stretch mark.
What's the. Yeah. Eric, did we go? We went to the 20th, right? Did we go to the.
I couldn't. I think I might go to the 30th? My son had a game or my daughter had a game. One
I think
of them
I went to the 30.
I think you went to one of the 9 things they did.
No, I did the 20. I think I went to the 30.
You guys have a white party, too, while you're at it?
No, but they usually have a golf outing.
They always have a
hang
golf
at Alito's.
Yeah. No, it was just it was a part. Actually, it was Alito's.
I know it was.
It was at Alito's in College
Park. Because I feel like Mike Frazier came back.
Yeah, or Top Golf. Always no, had Top Golf.
My kids had a game. Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
I mean, it was fun.
I wouldn't mind to go and see the guys.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to go away. Somebody's speculating. Trick-or-treating is going to go away. I don't
think
that's
it.
I love me some trick-or-treating.
That's never going to go away.
It can't go away. Great American tradition.
All right.
Number 3 on this list.
Is anybody dressing up tomorrow?
I'm dressing up.
No. My daughter has a playoff volleyball game. I won't even be home.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew you wouldn't anyway.
Here. I'm dressing up here.
No, I'm saying here into the studio.
I don't care about dressing up
I knew
up
you
at home.
Wouldn't. You haven't. You,
yeah,
you hate
do
Halloween.
That. Well, you like makeup on your face and stuff? I wonder.
I don't know. It's just, but it takes forever. I got to get up earlier.
Hey, it is moving night tonight.
What do you mean?
Oh, this is where you TP all the trees and egg houses tonight.
Oh. This is also Devil's Night in certain parts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
same
what they
thing.
Call it. Yeah.
So this is a tradition. I don't
Not
know.
Not Jersey Devil's Night. Just Devil's Night.
Between the four of us,
Josh Harris would like
we have 11 children. We have 11 kids.
We're very prolific.
Okay. I don't think any of us had one of these.
What?
A gender reveal party?
No, that's something that's happened last 15
new.
To 20 years.
That's new.
Did you do that, Drab? Did you like hit a softball? Yeah. You did.
Unfortunately.
Did you? What did you do?
We just had those little canisters.
No.
It was embarrassing. I had to go along with it.
Did you have to put it on? Did she have to put it on her social media?
Yeah,
and everything?
Yeah, it's a big social media thing. It's the last 10 years. Thing.
Yeah. So you're gonna do it again? Like if you have, you're not having any more. You're done.
By the way, much less embarrassing note. You exposed your daughter.
So defeated.
Drabby exposed his daughters to the Caps last night.
It was a big night.
Good night for it, too, by the way.
What do you mean? Your first time? You're kind
I tweeted
of explaining hockey
no,
to
No, I've taken
them?
Blake to a hockey game before. I took her last December. But
why'd
I
you shun the other kid?
She. Well, I only had 4 tickets, and I had to take Bobby Shambles and his daughter.
Do you pick
of course,
one?
Bobby.
How do you, if you have twins, how do you
seed?
Do that?
Bobby Shambles,
it was the last
is that
minute thing. My
seed?
Wife was sick, and I didn't want to take two toddlers.
So you picked one.
Game.
How'd you pick one? I mean, was the other
it's
one
It's like
jealous?
Sophie's choice.
I'll be honest, I picked
Drabby's choice.
I picked the one that didn't fall asleep on the way to grandma's house.
All right.
Anyways, last night I put on 7:30, put on the game, told him we could watch 5 minutes before bed.
Yeah.
There was a massive fight, blood everywhere, and 4 goals in the first 5 minutes of the game. It was amazing.
Fantastic.
And Obi had 2 of them.
Yep.
And the kids were excited. They were locked
in.
Oh,
well, they were, so many high fives.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta teach them right.
All right. All right.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed you did that.
Just turned 4.
Just turned 4. And they understand.
Not really, no.
Yeah, but they know who to root for.
They understand winning and losing.
Root for the team in red.
No,
just
they understand
having fun,
goals.
Like part of the environment.
They play soccer, so they understand goals and
okay,
goalie.
All right. All right.
They understand icing just like I do.
Yeah.
Number four in this list is Christmas cards. My wife is still big into that Christmas card game. We're in the Bahamas. We had to take the family picture with the photographer for the sole purpose of the Christmas card rule. Send out like 100, so you'll get one.
Yeah.
Everybody will get
That'll
one.
That'll never end.
I think I'm out on that. I think I'm doing the Facebook post.
Oh, okay.
Why not? Save $400.
You do the letter?
My mother does a letter.
She still does a letter every year?
She does the letter.
Yeah. Really?
She does a letter with pictures of each of her grandkids.
Yeah, my grandma used to do the letter.
No, yeah.
Well, it's kind of the family. So it's like
No, some people love it, some people hate it.
The update letter.
The letters are controversial. because
What do you mean?
Well, because a lot of people don't care about you. So they don't want to read your dumb letter.
Yeah.
Some people, though, they're kind people, and they'll read your letter. You know what I mean? But some people, like if you sent Lurch a letter, he ain't going to read it.
I've got an aunt in Oregon who sends letters at Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
And her cursive is the worst. It's like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
My mom types it up.
Oh, my aunt writes it up on the card, and you can't read it.
Yeah,
I've never told her this. I don't read your card.
What is the content usually?
Just like updates on her kids,
cousins,
how you doing? Yeah. A lot of questions. By the way, why do people ask questions in cards?
I don't know.
They want to feign interest in you.
I mean,
you can tell who the
name. What's her name?
Lucy.
Okay, so Aunt Lucy this year, her card is saying, "Hello, Aunt Lucy. Hello, Jason.
How are you doing?
Merry Christmas.
What have you been up to?
I just watched the Ducks slaughter the Terps in Oregon weeks ago. It was really fun.
Her son, my cousin Luke, went to Oregon.
Okay.
He was a male cheerleader.
Mm. Oh, was he?
Yeah. That's where he met his wife.
Male cheerleaders. People joke.
He always perks up.
They get the last laugh.
He's always
male cheerleaders get the last laugh.
And his wife? His wife, Molly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, they
Man,
get
I
the
wish
last
I had,
laugh.
I wish I had
we
pictures.
We used to Joan on him. And they were me while they were slaying. Are you agree with me or disagree?
I probably disagree. But
you don't think they get the last laugh?
That's what they always tell you.
What do you mean? You think?
I think the quarterback does better than the cheerleader.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
But one guy can be a quarterback.
Well, all I'm saying is my cousin hit the freaking lottery.
Yeah. You're right.
Cousin Luke.
Cousin Luke.
What's his
Luke,
wife's
is
name?
Is he a Suntum? Luke Suntum?
Or
is he a bishop?
No, he's not.
Got it.
I don't even know his wife's name. I never see him.
I don't even know what they do at football games, but I used to go to the Maryland basketball games and watch those cheerleaders. Yeah. And they do that bit. When the girls are right up here. And
still fascinating.
Do you know how many times I went to games with EB? This harkens me back to 88, 89, 90, 91 when we'd go to basketball games. Yeah. He would say the same thing.
Well, right? I mean, look what
he's
doing.
Always had that twinkle in his eye.
Look at this male cheerleader. And then he would say, Bob Wade sucks.
What are you going to say, Drew?
You got the best player in the country back then on the court, Len Bias, and EB's watching the cheerleaders twirl.
Len Bias is before our time.
He'd already died.
We got there when they won one ACC game our freshman year.
Dwayne Simpkins is crossing people up.
Hey,
EB wants to be at the bottom of the pyramid.
Right. X-ray hip dunk on cats.
Warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means, Cakes. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Take it from me. Call today for peace of mind, no matter what tomorrow's weather brings. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Just making some college fantasy moves.
That's about the dorkiest thing any of us will say today.
Well, here's the thing.
And I know it because I do it too.
The last few years, I actually had a team with my son and I let him run the show.
Yeah.
And then Bodie was looking for new teams and I was like, he'll probably run his own team. He has the highest scoring team in the league.
Ah, very good.
And I'm kind of struggling because I'm making my own moves, not leaning on Dylan.
See, your personnel guy leaves and everything falls apart.
We're still in the mix and the survivor.
Oh, really? That's impressive.
Last week, nobody dropped out.
I haven't had a survivor.
No, someone dropped out. Me.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah, I had the UVA.
Oh, the college survivor pool.
The college survivor
pool. Ah, okay. Yeah. So that has to be tilting that you have to do all the paperwork.
I know.
And you're eliminated from the pool.
I'm going to get a fat tip from whoever wins it.
I would quit.
You expect tip?
No, I'm not going to get
tip.
One. It'd be
have
nice.
Somebody else run the pool. That's my tip to you.
So there's only one.
That would be my tip, too, Cake.
I mean, we're basically in November, so there's probably only, what, 3 to 4 more weeks of this pool?
Week 14 is Thanksgiving weekend, so that's four
Jason's
more weeks.
Jason kind of alerted me, and now I'm, like, caring. See, that sucks. Mm-hmm. I wasn't caring, just kind of loosey-goosey. Put in our picks, but we're one of the few teams that has all the conferences
left. There's only 5 guys out of 53 who entered the pool that still have 3 out of the 4 conferences alive.
Right.
You're one of them.
And it's a $4,500 pot.
It's a lot of money.
It's a big pot. You should definitely care. That's why you were a big Hokie fan this past weekend.
What is the prize pool? What is the CHOP amount looking like? Or what is the...
Well, I guess it would be $4,500 divided by 5.
Well, if it ended that
way... If everybody...
Yeah. But it won't end that way. It's not going to be 5 winners.
How many conferences do y'all have?
Dose.
Oh, you still have 2.
You're still in the mix.
I can grasp.
You root for upsets.
Yeah, I'm rooting for everybody that has 3 teams to lose.
I was rooting for Iowa to lose last week.
I know you were. I had them. I was sweating them. At one point, I think the score was like 5-2. Iowa was leading. I was like, this doesn't look good. And then they just pounded them in the second half. Pounded them real good. Northwestern,
yeah. Quarterback got hurt, but...
Yeah.
Somebody
but
tweeted,
you should you I mean you're squarely in the mix for that money.
Somebody tweeted I think when we had Loxley on last week and they tweeted Loxley, is he in trouble? They tweeted something like, I wonder who you guys are going to have on next year.
I don't think so. I mean
I can't believe they're happy. That was an embarrassing loss to Minnesota. Not saying losing up there is embarrassing, but the way they lost, that was embarrassing.
Mm.
And we don't have locks on this week because they're on bye.
They're on bye. Before they,
and he
have
knows
to go to, they have to go to Oregon is their next trip out of the bye.
They've got 2 guaranteed losses because they're not going to beat Oregon and they're not going to beat Penn State. So that's 6 losses right there.
Because when they lost before, when they lost to who?
Northwestern.
They lost to Northwestern and he came on the next time and he said, are we still friends? Remember that? That's how he started it.
Oh.
He said, remember that?
I think so, yeah. But remember he said he made some major changes?
Yeah.
I don't know where those changes were in Minnesota.
All right, let's go to Joe.
But
in
see,
Richmond.
Then they beat USC.
Yeah, I know.
Now, USC blew a lead.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of a miracle.
Yeah, USC blows a lead. It was kind of a choke job on their part. But, man, to go to Minnesota and allow almost 50, that team shouldn't be scoring 48.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, morning, Junks.
Hello.
How are you, buddy? So what's going on? Why are you calling?
Doing good. Well, hey, first, I called about the cheerleading bit that y'all were talking about a second ago. But first, I just want to say, when the Commanders are winning, y'all's mood and y'all's energy is so much better.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like,
yeah, because it's freaking terrible.
Yeah, because we look forward to games.
Yeah, look forward to talking about it. It's like
they
fun.
Actually brand it Misery Mondays when they lose.
It's just not as fun to talk about a loser. Like, it's fun for a little bit, and then it just gets old.
Just think, for 20 plus years, that's what we did. We talked about big, fat losers.
All right, every what's up with that?
Have we literally done this show and witnessed one playoff win?
I think one.
Yeah.
I think we had one playoff win.
Yeah, because remember Sean Taylor returned the punt or the pick for a touchdown. Was that against Tampa?
I don't know.
I think it was Tampa, yes.
I blocked
Tampa.
It all out.
That sounds right.
I remember when we fumbled or the snapper botched the snap.
I remember big
Tampa.
Fat Eddie Lacy running through the team like they weren't even there when the then Skins took on the Packers in the playoffs. I remember that.
Joe, were you a cheerleader?
I was, yeah, at UNC.
You were that's a big time cheerleader.
Yeah, so I didn't start off, so I didn't cheerlead before I got to college. I did all other sports.
Right.
But
what drew you to it?
Chicks?
Yeah,
I would guess.
Yeah. First day on campus, I go to the gym. There's only one gym on campus. There's 9 libraries, but there's one gym,
right?
I can tell you how many nerds there are on the campus. So there's not a lot of athletic guys that aren't already playing a sport. These 2 hot cheerleaders walk up to me in the gym and say, hey, do you want to come be a cheerleader with me?
Mm-hmm.
First day, I said no. Next day, they came back with like 2 more girls. I said, I don't know. Let me think about it. They came back the next day with the whole damn squad, and I was like, all right, I'll come.
What are you, some kind of, like, stud or something?
Why, why are they approaching you?
It's literally never happened to any of the guys here.
Yeah, to say, I played so many sports beforehand.
Any athletic guy to be in the gym to help.
Were you, like, some big dude? Are you, like, abnormally large?
No, I would just, I mean, you're average, like a little above average, like, coming out of high school athlete.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, not crazy big, no.
Right. And then what happened?
I mean, it's phenomenal. the experience being on that team, one, you get a lot of free swag. Like, you're a walking logo for the university.
Right.
So you get so much free swag. I still have free swag in my attic that I'll give to my kids one day.
Right, right.
But then, I mean, you're walking around campus 24/7 with, like, the hottest girls on campus.
Right.
But are you friend-zoned?
Everyone wants their photos with them, not you.
Are you friend-zoned, though?
So it depends. So you get partnered up at the beginning of the season, so you're usually one girl the entire season.
Right.
And, you know, during the season, you know, there's so much one-on-one contact, and, you know.
Eventually it's going to happen.
Eventually, yeah. Right. I learned this quote. There was a cheerleader. We were at a basketball game with the University of Louisville, and they win a lot of national championships of cheerleaders, like one of the best.
Right.
And I was like, well, what's your secret being so damn good every year? He's right. Like, well, the team that sleeps together wins together.
Right. Dude, what was your favorite move? What about that one where you hold the girl up under, like you stick your arm straight up in the air? That was my favorite move. Y'all stick your hand up straight up in the air, and then she's sitting on your hand.
The chair.
That makes sense.
It's like one of the first things you learn.
Right.
Is that move. And it was like, I think that was the first thing that I learned my first practice. And I was like,
you don't have to dump that.
That's a typical EB question.
Make sure your daughters don't wear short skirts around them.
It's a normal question. College guy.
I will say, so one of the partners that I got partnered up with, her boyfriend would come to the games and watch her cheer.
All right.
Which made it really awkward because he would sit right in front of us. And so I did the chair one time in front of him and just stared at him directly right in the eye. And I was like, you know where my hand's at right now.
Right.
Yeah. You ever get sized? Like you're cheering and then you get sized.
He's professional.
Creepiness just moved over there. You just took me to another level. I just asked about the chair.
If hands are going in places and...
No, he's too into the cheering.
Was there another... Is the chair...
Too professional.
Is the chair literally... one? Did I not call out one of the best positions in cheerleading?
That is one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Joe, we got to run.
I tell you, elite talent.
Appreciate you listening, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
My cousin's wife is Louise, by the way. I should have remembered.
Luke and Louise.
Luke and Louise.
You just seem hot. You don't care.
You know what? I don't think I've ever met her.
Oh, really?
Just seen pictures. Christmas card.
I mean, they live in Portland.
Hey, just to clear it up, the Skins did win a playoff game in 2000.
Okay.
And then 2006. B. Mitch Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.